This is our returning champion, Mick Carroll from Huntington Beach, California. Stand by to see Mick play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $26,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Why, thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. And let us welcome back our champion, Mick Carroll. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Jim.
Again, I congratulate you. You defeated a very tough champion to sit there in the champion's chair, and you decided to put your money in the bank, play on, so you've got $60 in the bank, and maybe you can build that up into, who knows, maybe the car, cash jackpot. Hopefully. It's been done. You feel confident?
Absolutely.
All right, good luck today. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there.
Hello.
Whom did you bring us?
Our first contestant, she's a student at UCLA majoring in geography from Los Angeles, California. Help us welcome Melinda Kashuba.
Hello, Melinda.
Our second contestant gives a new dimension to animal loving from Encino, California. Say hello to Arnie Gordon.
Arnie, and we'll see you a little later with Miss Embargo Summer. Thank you. Arnie, what does that mean? You give a new dimension to animal loving.
Well, Jim, I once gave a birthday party for a baby elephant. And when it came time to blow out the candles on his cake, he blew so hard he completely demolished the cake, and this is what it looked like.
Oh, we can see. Can you hold that up there for just a second so we can see? You gave a birthday party for an elephant, huh, Arnie? Okay. That's good. Thank you for sharing that
You're
with
welcome.
Us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Melinda, you are majoring in geography. What are your ambitions when you get out of school?
I would like to go into tourism marketing and research.
Well, it sounds like you'll know a lot about it. Of course, you know where everything is, at least, right?
Certainly.
Good to have you here as well.
Thank you.
Good luck to all three of you. We will start you off with $20. I'll ask questions. We'll give you $5 for a correct answer. Of course, we subtract $5 for an incorrect answer. We start with this. What comes in the following varieties? Identical, fraternal, and Siamese. Mick?
Twins.
Twins, exactly right. Mick gets $5 for the correct answer. He goes to $25. In professional football, how many points do you get for scoring a field goal? Mick?
Three.
Three it is. Two in a row for the champion. He just beats Arnie and Melinda to the buzzer. He goes to 30. According to the expression, how do still waters run? Arnie?
Deep.
Deep. Still waters run deep. And Arnie's third son, second place to himself at 25. What important American document begins when in the course of human events? Arnie?
Declaration of Independence.
You got it. You've tied Mick at $30. Yes. In Mexico, what kind of vegetable is a frijole? Arnie.
A bean.
It is indeed a bean. And with three in a row, the challenger Arnie goes into the lead. Great time to go into the lead because it is time for an instant bargain. And when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise at great prices. Arnie, you've got a $5 lead over Mick. Remember, too, that an instant bargain, a sale surprise with a bonus could come with the instant bargain. $5 lead. Can we interest you in this?
Arnie, if you enjoy a little pool, you'll love this mini pool table. It's handmade of solid walnut and scaled to regulation size. Detailing includes hand-tied pockets covered in leather, furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. It's normally priced at $475, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, Greg and his friend Minnesota Lard over there, yes. Now, Arnie. It's a great. You know that when your elephant has his next birthday, do you know what he wants for a birthday present? This is
right.
It. Now it's a great game. A lot of fun. $475.
Nice.
Cost you $5. You'll be in a tie with Mick.
I'll give you
$100 for chalk to go with it.
Chalk. That's a lot of chalk.
$575 bargain for $5. He will buy. Enjoy that. Go to the pool table. Enjoy the cash, and it costs you just $5. We knock that off your score. You are indeed in a tie with Mick at 30 and Melinda at 20. Back with us for all three of you. How many pips does Gladys Knight have? Mick?
Three.
Three? I love that, how many pips. Yes, you've got three. You're right. What do you do for a living? I'm a pip. That's all right. Mick goes into the lead by five. Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, and Lucifer are tradition. Mick?
The devil.
That's right. They're traditional names for the devil. The champion out of the $10 lead. Yes. A Clay character who made his debut on the Howdy Doody show in 1956 became a rage again in the 1980s. His orange horse is Pokey. Who's he? Melinda?
Gumby.
Gumby is right. Yes, Gumby is back. Melinda goes to 25. Yes. Isn't that interesting that Gumby started on the Howdy Doody show? I thought it was Masterpiece Theater myself. It is time now for the Fame Game, where we play for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of numbers up there, 9 numbers, wonderful prizes. There are money cards. Buzz in, a lot of information. You're not playing for dollars right now, but for a pick of the board. Buzz in when you know the identity of a famous animal. I am a fairy animal, native to North and South America. I'm related to coatis, kinkajous, and pandas. Melinda.
Armadillo.
Wrong. No, incorrect. As I say, you're not playing for dollars, so you stay at 25. You are, however, out of the rest of the question. I'll clear the board, continue for Arnie and Nick. I live both on the ground and in trees, and usually hunt at night. I have a pointed snout and long, flexible fingers. Many... Arnie!
Rangoon.
What?
A raccoon.
Yes, a raccoon. I thought you were going to Rangoon there for a moment. I didn't hear you, Arnie. Yes, raccoon again. Arnie, you've got a pick of the board. Which of the 9 numbers would you like?
How about a 6?
And behind number 6, we have $500
in cash. That goes into your pocket. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Not a bad segment for Arnie. Well over $1,000 in cash and prizes. We'll be back with these nice folks right after this. Is Arnie at $30, Melinda at $25, and of course back in now, and Mick in the lead at $40. This question for 5. A bottle of champagne which holds about 2/5 of a gallon is a special name. Arnie.
Magnum.
Magnum is exactly what it is, and again, Arnie pulls it within $5 of Mick. Which famous entertainer was known as Satchmo? Mick?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong is right. Champion up to the $45 mark. To an Italian, what's a bambino? Arnie?
A baby.
A baby, a child, anything like that acceptable, and Arnie hits the $40 mark. Yes. What is the English name for the heavenly light show known as the Aurora Borealis, Melinda?
Northern Lights.
Yeah, I bet you can find it as a geography student. You're all right. Northern Lights it is. Melinda goes to 30. But again, it's time for an instant bargain. Only this time, Mick, you are in the lead. So the option is yours. You can buy this.
Mick, a lovely time will be brewing with this elegant tea service. You may serve in style with this finely detailed silver-plated tea and coffee service. A 5-piece set in a sterling Victorian design from David Orgel. This exquisite tea service is normally priced at $1,225. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, that is a terrific buy. That is beautiful.
That is gorgeous.
Nick, did you hear the value of this? $1,225.
That could have gone with my crystal set.
It would, that's right. Yes, you're doing well. Now, if you get this, you'll really be doing terrific. Tell you what I'll do, before you even hit the buzzer, and I know you were going to jump at it for $10, but I don't want you to do that. I like ties. That's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Sell you the crystal for the value of one question. $5, you'd be in a tie with Arnie. Arnie shakes his head, he'd like for you to buy it. $5 and it's yours, Mick. Going once, he's going to buy. Enjoy that silver. Cost you just $5. Mick is happy he's got the silver. Arnie's happy he's got the silver. We've got a tie at $40. Melinda, just 2 questions
got
behind
a horse race.
This huge animal has the largest ears and the largest teeth on Earth. It's Arnie.
An elephant.
It is an elephant, Arnie. I didn't know that question was coming up. And the funny, the rest of the question said when he has his birthday, he blows out the... No, I didn't say that. Arnie in the lead. Originally, it was the area that a yoke of oxen could plow in one day. Now it's an area equal to 43,560 square feet. Arnie.
It's an acre.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, an acre was originally what a yoke of oxen could plow in a day. Nicely solved. Arnie goes to 50. $10 lead over the champion. What New England city has 2 famous sections called Beacon Hill and Back Bay? Nick?
Boston.
Boston it is, just beating Melinda the buzzer. Champion pulls it within 5 of Arnie. This auto company reported record first quarter earnings of $706 million.
Chrysler Corporation.
Right, yeah, after being near bankruptcy, Chrysler it is, as Arnie beats Nick to the buzzer. Going back and forth there, $10 lead for Arnie. The lowest spot of what ocean is called the Marianas Trench? Nick?
The Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean is exactly right, and Nick pulls it within $5 of Arnie. Yeah. Talking about the Mariana Trench, it's very interesting. That is the lowest spot on Earth. It is 36,000 feet deep. You could put Mount Everest in the Marianas Trench and there would still be 1.5 miles of ocean water above it. Very interesting. We'll be right back. It's nice the way the audience encourages the players. As we went into the commercial, all of the other contestants waiting over there all said, what? They're all rooting for Melinda to make a comeback
here.
Melinda's at 30, Mick's at 50, Arnie's at 55. Well, up there on the board, there was a $5 and a $10 money card. They're still there. Now we've added a $15 money card as well. And Melinda, that would get you right back in it. We're looking for a famous person. I am an American musician, born in Massachusetts in 1918. I studied with Serge Koussevitzky and Fritz Reiner. I composed the symphony Jeremiah, the ballet Fancy Free, and the short opera Trouble in Tahiti. From 1958 to 1969, I was musical director of the New York Philharmonic. I'm probably best known for the scores, Arnie?
Leonard Bernstein.
I was going to say On the Town, West Side Story, A Wonderful Town, and you're right, Leonard Bernstein it is. Arnie, again, you've got that pick of the board. You found some cash before. What
now? Lucky seven.
And behind number seven, we have $10!
The money card this time. Well, the Fame Game board has been very good to Arnie with $500 in cash and now a $10 money card, which gets added to his score. He goes to 65, $15 lead. Back with us for all three of you. Ooh, that's all right. I didn't get into a question, so that's okay. Unless you would care to answer, Arnie. Okay, we will clear the board.
Sorry.
Get a little nervous there. Senator Lowell Weicker, activist Gloria Steinem, and Robert Kennedy's youngest son, Douglas, are just three of the many people who have been arrested for... Melinda?
South Africa.
Testing the apartheid policies of what country? Nicely anticipated. South Africa it is. Melinda goes to 35. And Melinda does indeed go on a toughie. This word refers to a leave of absence granted to a college professor. Nick? A
sabbatical.
That's exactly what it is. And Nick to 55 with a 10 of money. On May 7th, 1984, what country declared its participation in the 1984 Olympic Games impossible? Arnie.
Russia.
And withdrew from competition. Russia it is. Everyone's going for that buzzer. Three very good players. But Arnie, you have $70 now to mix 55. You got a $15 lead. Can we interest you in this?
Arnie, this prize will give you a lift. A fabulous trip to beautiful Aspen, Colorado. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for an 8-day adventure in the Rockies. You can become your own downhill racer, skiing some of the world's finest slopes. Then party till dawn in the ski chalet. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $1,956. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, $1,956 trip. You have a child, a boy or girl, Arnie?
Go for it, Arnie.
How, a boy or girl do you have? What is it?
Excuse me?
You have a little boy or girl?
Neither.
Oh, said you had a child. I didn't know that. You don't know.
I have an elephant.
Oh, because I was going to say, when you go home, Arnie, there's liable to be a child. Send someone to come. Arnie, forget about the child. Pick somebody else. $1,956 trip, $15. You would be in a tie with Mick. But if you took that trip, I would give you $200 in cash spending money as well, and you would be in a tie.
Oh, you're wicked.
Going once. Going twice. Going to Aspen, enjoy the trip. That should be great.
I came here to gamble.
You came here to gamble. Well, you are taking a gamble, but not too bad because you've got a great trip and you've got a tie with Mick, so it's not that big a gamble. We're going down to the wire with these nice folks right after this. Arnie Gordon, who said he is here to gamble, has certainly had a good day, and he is in a tie with Mick at 55. Melinda, not out of it at 35. Back with us. Five times a day, Orthodox Muslims face in the direction, Nick?
Mecca.
Of Mecca and pray. You are right, and the champion goes into the lead by five. In what eastern state would you be if you were visiting a giant chemical complex in the city of Wilmington? Arnie.
Delaware.
Delaware is right, and Arnie and Nick again in a tie. Name the American who made headlines when he said, Mr. Reagan will raise taxes and so will I. He won't tell you.
Nick? Walter Mondale.
I just did, and Walter Mondale it is. The gentleman going back and forth. Big $25 money card added up there on the board. Buzz in when you know the identity of a famous person. I am a congressman who was born in 1912. At age 24, I was elected to the Massachusetts legislature. Arnie.
Kennedy.
No.
No, out of the rest of the question. Don't say anything more. You stay at 60. As I say, you're not playing for dollars now, but you are out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for Melinda and Mick. When I was elected to the Massachusetts legislature, where I became the youngest majority leader in the state's history, when John F. Kennedy was elected to the United States Senate, I ran for his congressional seat. In 1971, I became majority whip. 5 years later, became Speaker of the House of Representatives. Mick.
Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill is exactly who it is. Yeah. Arnie was shaking his head. He knew it, but the quick buzzer cost him. Mick, now, big pick of the board. What number do you like?
Number 9.
And behind number 9, we have $600 in cash.
And Mick finds some cash, but he did not find those two big money cards. Where were they?
Behind the number 4 and the number 8.
$25 was behind that number 8, so Mick's got some cash, and we've got a game going down to the wire. We finish it up with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Mick at 65. Arnie, of course, you're back in at 60. Melinda, not out of it at 35, because a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What Missouri city boasts the majestic Gateway Arch? Melinda.
St. Louis.
Right. Name the comic who gets no respect. Nick.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Right. What animal? I'm sorry, I must have an answer.
I'm sorry.
Time is up then. In poetry, how many lines make up a couplet? Arnie.
2.
Right. What president was nicknamed the rail splitter?
Arnie. Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Musically, who were known as the Fab Four? Nick.
The Beatles.
Right. What kind of animal is a Kodiak? Nick.
A bear.
Right. Name the musical instrument which made Benny Goodman famous. Arnie.
Clarinet.
Right. In Shakespeare's great play, what title character is the troubled son of Queen Gertrude? Melinda.
Hamlet.
Right. What is the largest state in the United States? Nick.
Texas.
Wrong. Who was the major author of the Declaration of Independence? Arnie.
Thomas Jefferson.
Right. On what continent is the country of Saudi Arabia? Nick.
Africa.
Wrong. The sinking of what ship triggered the Spanish-American War? Nick.
The Maine.
Right. What country considers the time is up? We've got a tie. We have a tie. Melinda, you are out of it. You cannot answer now. It is between Arnie and Mick. Gentlemen, remember, if you answer correctly, you add $5, you win. Buzz and answer incorrectly, you lose $5, and you are out of it. Tiebreaker for Arnie and Mick. Name the two explorers who were guided to the Pacific by an Indian girl named Nick.
Lewis and Clark.
Right. Second to me, and Lewis and Clark. It is another prize for Nick and the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back to Mick in just a moment. The continent of the country of Saudi Arabia, that is Asia. The largest state in the United States is Alaska. And Arnie, I had started the question, so I had to get an answer. When I said, what animal, you hit the buzzer, is known as the ship of the desert. Of course, you would know at that point it was the camel. The quick buzzer cost you there. We've got to say goodbye, first of all, to Arnie and Melinda. And Arnie, you have had a great day. How can I say you lost? You've got the pool table, the trip to Aspen, $875 in cash. You are over $3,300 for one day. Congratulations. Fine play. And Melinda didn't pick up anything along the way. The cash in front of you. Good luck with your studies, Melinda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But it is our champion, Mick Carroll, who pulled it out, and he's going shopping. Come on, Mick. Lewis and Clark did it for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything new back here in our shopping area. Of course, your prize is determined by the amount of money that you have as well as the win. Taking your total from before and adding on the $80 from this time, you've got $140. You very easily can afford to buy this.
For quick getaways, this wickedly exciting machine, the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable, handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered, and the frame is welded entirely by hand. Furnished by Century Motor Sales. This motorcycle normally priced at $3,889. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85? You very easily have enough money. You've got $140. Say yes, you could take that and leave us with everything else you've picked up along the way. But you are just $35 away with another win. I know you are a fisherman. If you want to risk it again, you could have this.
You're going to go for this hook, line, and sinker. A fishing trip to Vancouver, Canada. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day fishing fantasy conducted by an expert guide. Included is a private waterfront home, gourmet meals, and at your disposal, an airplane, a luxury car, a motorcycle, a sailboat, and loads of salmon for the catching. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $5,000, is yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Now that is a luxury fishing trip. Oh. Maybe something to go for. A lot of other wonderful things. I'll tell you one thing. Get to $750. Mick will give you every prize on this stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $57,000.
That is a ways away. Your decision now is the motorbike or put the money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again and get that fishing trip. We'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Mick Carroll. Mick, you've got $140 in your bank account. You have enough money? Say yes, take this motorbike and leave. Great motorbike. Or put the money in the bank. If you can do it again, $35 more is all you need for that great luxury fishing trip. Mick, what's it going to be?
I think I'm going to come back and try for the trip.
I thought he kind of liked that. We'll put your money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time. What channel is it? Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.